In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this gospel passage transports us back to the Last Supper, the night when Jesus opened his heart to his closest companions, those who had been with him the entire time, right before he gives himself, remembering the words that even you'll hear repeated at every Mass. This is my body, which will be given up for you, my blood, which will be poured out for you. In this, he reveals the secret identity of what a Christian is. Every Christian, our distinguishing mark. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, he said, if you have love for one another. And this is not just any kind of love. Christ-like love, a total gift of oneself to another, just as Jesus gives us totally himself, my body for you, my blood for you. As I have loved you, he says then, so you also should love one another. Think about that. Think about that exactly in all of your relationships, in every person that you and I meet. Is this the love that we are reflecting? Being a disciple of course means there's the teacher, being a disciple of Jesus Christ means having this important and urgent message in our lives, this mission of our identity. It means being another Christ in the world. So this urgency to get this out is what you and I must get back to. This identity is what we must get back to. You see, your life is not your own. Jesus gave his life and then chose you as his disciple to do the same so that you could give your life for others. And you and I will never find meaning in life if we just keep it to ourselves, if it's all about us. If we keep turning every instance, everything about us, we're going to be the most unhappiest people of all. It's not about you, right? You want to see a bumper sticker like that, right? Each of us, every one of us is called to reproduce in the unique circumstances of our lives that exact love of Jesus Christ. It's going to look different in your life, in my life, but it's going to be there just the same. As I've said before, when we do it, when you and I do it as Christian disciples, it's amazing. And we see that in the lives of the saints. That's why they are the saints that are held up for us to follow. But when, however, claiming ourselves as disciples, we do not love as he loves, it's more than a disappointment. It's a scandal. Mahatma Gandhi was a leader of India's independence movement. He wasn't Christian, but he had many opportunities to study Christianity, to get to know Christians. He, in fact, was educated in the West. Later in his life, he had this sad commentary you might have heard on his experience with Christians. He said, quote, I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ. G.K. Chesterton, a famous British convert to Catholicism in the early 20th century, was responding to critics who told him that since Christianity had been around for so long, but hadn't solved all the world's problems, it must be false. So Chesterton answered, no, the Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting, it has been found difficult and left untried. Too often, we just become satisfied with mediocrity, the lukewarmness of Christianity. But that's not the Christianity Jesus is looking for. Christ wants more from us. Christ wants more for us. Do not, and I repeat, do not be satisfied with being a lukewarm Christian. Do not be a weak, wishy-washy disciple. As I've said before, why bother? Why bother at all? Jesus has already shown us the way, and he's promised to give us the grace to do it. But none of that will matter unless each one of us makes a firm decision to have one goal in life, to take up the difficult but sure path of knowing, loving, and following Christ in every vocation that we have. Think of how amazing it would be. Think of how it would transform your life, my life, your family's life, your friends. Only then will we have an answer for critics like Gandhi, because only then will we, as Christians, become like Christ. We must love like Jesus loves. Now, one thing that holds us back sometimes is that we tend to think that love is necessarily accompanied by nice, warm, fuzzy feelings, right? The feelings then go away, and we think that means that love has gone away too. That's not what love is, but it is what countless blogs and songs and television tell us, but that's not what the gospel tells us. That's not the definition of love. Jesus gives us the definition. That real, true, grab you by the lapels kind of love, the Christ-like love, goes far deeper than feelings, which change all the time. Real love demands sacrifice, self-giving, and self-forgetfulness. Remember, he said, I give it for you. And so you and I must give our bodies and blood for others. Christ-like love always, though, involves a cross. That's what makes it Christ-like. That's what makes it real. So maybe the words, we can end with the words of a real expert in Christ-like love that might help convince us. One of my favorites, you probably know her name, Mother Teresa. She had these words written on the wall of her children's home in Calcutta. They weren't hers, but she had modified them a little, and it spoke to her deeply, and I think it can speak to us today. People are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness may make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help, but may attack you if you help them. Help people anyway. Give the world the best you have got, and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you've got anyway. And I'd like to add just one for our theme today. At the end, you and I are sent here on a mission as another Christ. You will receive resistance for it. Love them all anyway. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.